Let's get your take on the Nazca lines in Peru, William. Of course, people speculate on just what they are, what they were for. Maybe they were made for extraterrestrials. Who knows? How about your thoughts?
Well, I had the good fortune of spending 2 weeks in Peru with two shaman. And one of the places we went to, these were ayahuasqueros shaman. They were experts in ayahuasca ceremonies in San Pedro, which are the traditional ceremonies that were done in that region. And anyway, it was fascinating. I lived with them, and we did actual ceremonies, which involved ayahuasca and San Pedro, which is, you know, to induce an altered state. And one of the fascinating things I discovered real quickly, because one of the first things I asked them in Nazca was, you know, what are this stuff for?
Sure.
And they didn't speak any English. I had an interpreter with me. It was with a small group of eight people. And in their Spanish, they were telling me that all of these symbols were training, ceremonial training mounds, essentially. In other words, all the animals, that's probably the most famous. The animals were every chila or trainee of the shaman had to go through a test to become an actual shaman in Peru in the culture. And this goes back all the way through many different cultures. And one of the tests was they had to prove that they were out of body, because that was one of the essential skills of a shaman, is to be able to transfer your consciousness beyond your physical. Matter of fact, that's part of the actual meaning of shaman, means between two worlds.
Right.
That's the actual meaning of, anyway, they would at night, they would get together in their group in a circle, they would create their sacred circle, and they would enter an altered state. And this is at dark, and the shaman would be able to teach the others how to first leave their bodies. They would go up into the air, and part of the test of becoming an official shaman was to identify the drawing that was below them. And this is what the shaman told me, flat out. He said it was just a simple testing ground. This was an official ceremonial, not only for ceremony, but also for testing of shamans, or soon-to-be shamans, if they pass this test, which I found fascinating, because this fits, of course, in the cultural history of this area. And that's why there were so many different animals. They revere, in this culture, in the Peruvian culture, they revere animals. And this was all part of that. Matter of fact, the one one of the famous books, one of the creatures is supposed to be an alien with a spacesuit, that's actually an owl. The shaman just laughed. Oh, they found this whole thing of that, you know, this modern thing that's kicked around for the last 20 years of this being aliens and all this speculation. For 3 days, they just laughed about it. They found it so funny that that people would think that was an alien. It's an owl, because an owl is a symbol of wisdom in the Peruvian culture. So that's what the shaman told me, that these were ceremonial. For ceremonial purposes, each of these mounds were used, and they were used for hundreds of years like this. Now many different ceremonies. I'm relating only one ceremony that was done, this training ceremony, where it was like an initiation to become a shaman. You leave your body, you identify the creature below you, and then everybody knows, wow, you're it. And I'm just, I'm doing this in a Western format, relating this.
I understand.
To them, it was considered very much, very serious business here.
I want to step into another realm here, William, and that's the angelic realm for a moment. Is that one of the levels or planes you've been talking about tonight, or is that totally removed from this?
I know that a lot of, you know, we were brought up in this culture, the Judeo-Christian culture, that's full of biblical angels. I personally and other explorers I know have not encountered anything like that. What I have encountered is very bright beings that are highly intelligent, far more, I would speculate, highly advanced who I think other cultures interpreted as angels.
Do they interfere in a positive way with people in so-called miracles and things like that that we hear so much about?
I have not seen that. I cannot say that that's what's happening at all.
Okay, so no intervention.
I know people loved, I know there's entire, people have made careers writing about angels. I don't think angels as such, as we perceive them, with the winged creatures, exist. I think they are just more advanced beings that have functions to do. And tell you the truth, a lot of these beings don't communicate with us as such. I don't, to be honest, I don't know what they're doing. So I mean, they may be interacting in ways that I can't even speculate. But I have never met an angel.
But it may be possible that what people call angels may be these beings you're talking about.
That's exactly what I think it is. And again, I'm basing this on my experience and the results of a pretty, as you know, quite large survey. I've even asked to see an angel during an out-of-body experience, and what I ended up experiencing was this being of light who was quite intelligent and also quite removed.
Like
I was bugging him almost, to be honest.
What about...
I don't know how else to put it. It sounds so crude. But, it's like, why are you calling me? What are you doing? Kind of thing. And I'm only relating it exactly as I see it. I think a lot of our cultural icons have been misinterpreted, just like the alien abduction thing has been misinterpreted. You know, consciousness can take on any form. That's one thing I learned real quick. I can change my form when I'm out of body. You have to be very, it's one of the things I teach in my workshops, is that you have to be very quite, form is easily molded by thought. So a being can show, if a being wanted to mess with you, he could just show wings and pretend to be an angel, just like I have run into beings that pretend to be wizards and stuff like that. And they're not. They're just astral entities that are playing around.